Morning Edition continues, along with Kevin Willis. I'm Lisa Autry. Even as the surge of COVID-19 cases recedes, the pandemic is still presenting challenges to hospitals and opportunities. Nursing students from Western Kentucky University are on the front lines with seasoned healthcare workers as the pandemic forces all hands on deck. Katie Myers from Louisville is a third semester student seeking her bachelor's and master's degrees in nursing. She'll graduate in May of next year. She's been working in the intensive care unit at the medical center in Bowling Green. Recordings aren't allowed inside the ICU, so I spoke with Myers this week just outside the unit about what her day had been like.
I am just now admitting a new patient coming from a med-surg floor. It's a patient that needed higher acuity. So just going through the new admission process, setting up the room for this patient, getting a new full body assessment for this patient.
As a nursing student during the pandemic, you've sort of been baptized by fire, jumping into a hospital setting during the most challenging time. What's this experience been like?
It's definitely been challenging. Seeing COVID firsthand in the hospital, seeing it take its toll on the healthcare workers, it's allowed me to have a chance to really see what this is going to be like when I come out of this, with the pandemic likely to still be around when I graduate in May.
Talk about for a second the impact COVID-19 has had on stressed healthcare workers, I guess from a firsthand account.
Yes, definitely. Being in the health field, it's always high stress, but seeing it kind of taken up a notch with COVID, especially with resources being shorted, there's simply sometimes not enough beds for these really sick patients, and it's really hard to see healthcare workers having to make tough calls on which patient is going to get this bed for this higher level of care that needs it. So that's definitely been probably the hardest part about this, I would think.
Has working during the pandemic made you rethink your career choice? Like, what have I gotten myself into? Or has it made you want to do nursing even more?
Looking at this in a positive way, I think that I'm fortunate to have experienced this because I am seeing really what this entails. I'm not seeing all the glory of what, you know, a nursing student might think it's going to be. You're really seeing the nitty-gritty, which is, I think, important going further in this career. But honestly, it's really helped me grow this passion that I have now for critical care, and I don't think I maybe would have came to this conclusion. I really want to do critical care if I hadn't, like, had this experience.
Has anyone close to you had COVID-19?
Fortunately, they haven't. Although seeing so many families affected in this hospital with loved ones here with COVID, it almost feels like I do have a connection. I'm seeing it firsthand. So I'm a very sympathetic person, so I feel kind of what these families are going through. I you know, can only imagine how difficult it's been for our community.
Is that the hardest part of the job, seeing just how sick some of these patients are?
Yes, I would say so. The public may not see what all goes into being in the hospital, and I think that kind of can be a good thing. You're disconnected from the realities of COVID, and it's hard to see how sick these patients really are because the media can only show so much. And when you see these patients kind of helpless, and they really need nurses and doctors advocating for them and taking care of them, and it's really eye-opening seeing someone in this position. So definitely.
Can you sort of give listeners an idea of the process of treating a COVID-19 patient once he or she reaches the ICU floor? What's that process like?
Okay, so the patient is going to, if it's that serious and they're going to the ICU, they're likely going to be intubated, and that just means that we're going to ventilate their lungs with a machine so that give their lungs a break and keep those lungs open. They're going to likely be on an antibiotic. There's a lot of fluid in the lungs. This is really a precautionary thing. We're expecting there to be bacteria to grow, but that is a like secondary problem. And one really cool thing is that we found that flipping the patient onto their stomach really opens up their lungs and allows them to breathe more effectively. So we're flipping these patients which it's been really helpful for a lot in giving them more of a better prognosis.
Have you seen some COVID-19 patients come into ICU, but also see them leave? And what's that like?
Yes. Right now on the ICU floor, we don't have any COVID patients, which is amazing. We have some post-COVID patients. They no longer have COVID, so that's amazing. It hasn't been like that in a long time. So that's encouraging to see that, okay, there are people recovering. It's such a gamble with COVID. You know, who's going to be the one that really is impacted by it and maybe doesn't make it, unfortunately.
Is it rewarding to see someone leave the ICU and actually get to go home or go to a step-down unit after you've been treating them for so long?
Yes, definitely. More often than not, I feel like I'm seeing patients that are being admitted to the ICU and seeing that fear. And that's really difficult to see that fear. But definitely one of the rewarding parts is like seeing them recover, taking them off the sedation.
Have you seen younger patients coming to the ICU?
Yes. And that's always really hard too, because you think that you may just see the older folks with a lot of other issues. And that's definitely prevalent, but it can affect younger people too, 20s, 30s, 40s.
Your work has run the gamut from administering vaccinations to caring for the sickest in ICU. What are you taking away from this experience?
During this pandemic, it's really shown me how much of a collaboration this is. They all have the same goal, which is, okay, we want to beat this. We want to have the best prognosis for our patients. How can we do that? And I think that's a really unique aspect of this hospital, kind of coming together when it's a very difficult time for us all.
You're someone who has seen the severity and the impact of COVID-19 on people. You know, there's still others out there who might be on the fence about getting vaccinated. What would you tell them?
I would definitely say get vaccinated. I'm sure there's people that are tired of hearing this, but hopefully as more stories are coming out of people that are really sick saying, I didn't get vaccinated and I wish I should. And I mean, the facts are that most of our COVID patients are unfortunately unvaccinated. And I think that is just another very difficult thing for healthcare workers to see, that this maybe could have been prevented. And it's not to say that if you get vaccinated, you won't get COVID, because you might, but we're really seeing that those who get COVID typically are having way less severe symptoms. So I think that's definitely something to consider and talk with your doctor about.
Katie Myers, thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.